and all once again to Nerds on the Rocks episode 133. This week we shall be discussing mostly cable TV shows and the likes of ones that have just finished, the ones that are about to start, and all that fun jazz. But before we get there, let's introduce our ABC executives. We have Wesley.
Wait, ABC executives? Why ABC executives?
It was the first network that came to mind. It's the first alphabetic E, I think.
I mean, if anyone had a worse year this year, it'd be NBC.
I mean, at this point, we don't want to pick on NBC. It's kind of like picking on the special kid in class because he's a bit different.
Hey, they renewed Community for like another year for some fluke of a reason.
Yeah, I don't know if that's what people wanted though. At this
I don't
point.
Think anyone wanted it, but you know, there we are. I really couldn't think of anything witty, guys, so I just went with that. Moving on.
We have the I don't know what channels they have in Canada, Mr. Trent.
We have pretty much the same channels, just for the record. They just say a boot a lot more. We call it Canuck Vision.
Okay. We have Ashy.
If that's some sort of veiled criticism against me, I won't hear it and I won't respond to it.
And we have Nicholas.
I don't. No more television for me. Pussy and religion is all I need.
Pussy and religion.
Okie dokie!
And we're off to the racetracks already, folks.
Got philosophical.
Before we get started with this episode, and before we get sidetracked completely, like I said last week, we're going to be putting two segments from the site onto this show. The first at the start, the other at the end. The first one is Open.
In the danger zone, pretty soon they'll be off on a mission.
Hyperboil mode, Rhodey.
Hyperboil engaged, Dan. Open the show.
Which takes us at the wiki poll that we have up on the site and the results. And this one was fitting because it was a TV series. Last week we asked you which was your favorite Star Trek TV series. And I'm assuming not surprising anybody, The Next Generation one-handed you with more than half the votes.
That's surprising. You.
Really?
Yep.
There's
more. It has the most episodes, but the original series is the best one. Because as much as I love The Next Generation, and as much as I love Patrick Stewart, the original series had fucking Captain Kirk.
No.
Hey, Captain Kirk was great, but the episodes in Next Generation were definitely way more better.
What so, I don't said is grammatically correct.
Listen, nobody
Whatever.
On the Next Generation cast recorded. The song is good as the ballad of
Next Generation.
I feel bad.
I mean, like, a lot of the audience of Nerds on the Rock.
Did everybody stop talking at once?
It's definitely also the fact that like, Next Generation had the length, also had. Sorry, I think everyone's like talking over each other. But Next Generation is just length. I mean, it's just straight up. And also, a lot of the crowd is probably. Like, a lot of us grew up with that show. Hell, I grew up with that show. I was watching it. I watched it from practically when it first started to when it ended. So, I mean, it's like a lot. It's like it also the one show that has probably a lot of people have probably some of the fondest memories of. And also gave the Shut Up Wesley meme to the internet.
Well, there you go. I was going to say that might also explain the number two pick, which wasn't the original series, but Deep Space Nine.
That's Next Generation.
That's the best quality-wise, no question.
Okay. And then the other three, the original series, Enterprise and Voyager, all tied. So, I didn't know.
Really?
Enterprise.
I feel like Voyager might have been one of those poke-the-bear things where there's certain people who just vote for anything that I mention because it's like, oh, you know, we'll just screw up the voting.
Well, my honest thought was on the whole Voyager was I didn't get UPN for a while, so I didn't really watch much of Voyager back in the day, and I don't really, and so I never really formed an opinion on Voyager outside of, there. And I watched a little bit of it when we got UPN back finally, but for a while, yeah.
I watched the I watched the pilot when it originally aired.
Same here.
I did not watch any more episodes.
Neither did I.
Is that the one with the Rock guest appearance?
No, he was in Enterprise.
Okay.
I was talking of Voyager.
Yep.
I wanted to like Voyager.
The way you could tell the difference is Voyager has the hot Borg chick, whereas Enterprise has the hot Vulcan chick.
And Scott Bakula.
And Quantum Leap. Yes.
The Leap Home was actually into the body of a Starfleet officer. I bet you didn't know those two series were related.
Oh, no, they totally
they're
are.
Not.
But they're actually all in the dream of an autistic child in the hospital, so it's okay.
Calvin and Hobbes?
Another series added to the snow globe.
Okay. Well, yeah, that was last week's poll. This week's poll has really no rhyme or reason. It's just because somebody mentioned it to me on Facebook, and I thought it was funny. That's half the articles on the site for me. It's General Zod from Superman versus or Zed from Power Rangers.
What? What? Wait.
I voted for Zod.
Zod. Zod wins.
I voted for Zed. I mean, Zed has muscles on top of an exoskeleton or whatever.
Hey, guys.
Other way around.
Yeah.
They had to make sense. They had to keep them together somehow and make it sense for the series, the Japanese translation. So, screw it.
I don't believe Zed is from the Japanese series. I mean,
he's not, exactly. They just had to figure out a way to have him to keep Zed in the show, yeah, so they said.
Guys, can I... Guys, you want to hear my text tone?
Yes.
Oh,
that doesn't sound anything like Zod.
And you voted for Zod?
Yeah.
Zod
wins. Well,
Zod is
best.
But now I want to vote for Kim Possible.
Kim Possible.
Kim Possible.
Oh, Kim Possible.
Oh, that's adorable.
But, yeah, that's up on the site, so check it out. The voting goes until, I believe, Saturday evening, so do that. And we'll be back next week with the results of your Zed versus General Zod. Which brings us to the main topic of discussion this week. Which
I'm going to go with my standard vote, as I do in all polls, and I'm voting for Batman.
Batman is not on the table this week. But yes, we are.
A vote for Batman is
Earl, you realize,
and also Vengeance.
Oh, God, Earl, you know what you need to do for every poll? Just put Batman as an option. just do it. Batman is an option for every poll. Doesn't have to make sense.
Just put Batman there.
Batman in there.
Okay, so, yeah.
It'll make sense later.
So that's Batman. But yeah, we're talking about cable TV shows, and I mean, I feel like a lot of the shows I watch comes from cable TV these days. I mean, we have, you know, we do this every year. There's a ton of quality shows, and they tend to be off season, I guess, because they run into the summer during the summer. So that's always good, especially being that almost every network TV show has wrapped up this past week. So, I guess we should start with the one that just finished this past weekend, Doctor Who. Hopefully everybody's caught up to that. We don't want to spoil anything for anybody. There will be spoilers on this episode, obviously.
Oh, the spoilers will be plentiful.
Here, they revealed the name of the Doctor. And the name of the Doctor is Just in Time.
I thought the Doctor's name was Bruce Wayne.
No.
I thought the Doctor's name was Please.
And that's the reason Please? His parents can't be saved, because he can't cross his own timeline.
Batman is not a Time Lord.
You think?
Or is he?
Quick, someone at DC make the crossover.
I was going to say, we did have that travel through time in his series and be reborn several times. It's a possibility.
They did return a plane. He climbed himself back from the prehistoric time. So, you know, they could do a Doctor Who Batman crossover. I'd read it. I'd read the hell out of that.
I would.
Out of principle.
I would read it just because of insanity purposes. It's just like, it should not make sense, but it should. It will probably be awesome.
It would have to be written by Grant Morrison. It would have to be.
It has to be Batman, Doctor Who, and then his companion has to be River Tam.
River Tam.
Oh, God.
No, you're just being ridiculous.
Somewhere
I love this.
Boom!
Okay.
That is the second of a million mind being blown.
That's to the
weird delay is really freaking me out. I don't know if it's my connection or all y'all, but I'm getting the heebie-jeebies.
Heebie-jeebies. But I mean, what did you think of Doctor Who Sirius 7?
It was okay.
I liked it. It was.
I didn't hate it.
It was a cool run. They had some cool episodes.
Wants to hear. I didn't hate it.
I would say the way I heard it to
my friend Tom Nix on Twitter was that every episode, while individually good, didn't feel like it had any weight to it. Like it was just some stuff that happened and then it was over. The only episodes that actually felt like important were Asylum of the Daleks, The Time of the Angels, and the finale. Every other one just kind of felt like something that happened.
Yeah, and
so Neil Gaiman's episode was a lot of fun. I really liked Neil Gaiman's Cyberman episode.
The thing is, it was good. Yeah. But
was
there was
really
no
good.
Like, there was no like consequence to them. Like they're all things that
okay,
happened.
Okay, I see what you're getting. I see what you're going for there.
Yeah,
like I think best season is still series 5, because that felt like every episode felt like it had momentum and it felt like there was a lot of work done to make sure every episode was good and then also part of a whole. Whereas last season, I thought tried too hard to be like a serial story, but they kind of neglected some of the individual elements. And this one, I feel like they neglected the serial aspect and tried to make them all individually good, but then left out some, I don't know, there's something missing.
I felt like week to week it was okay, but I felt like they never really did anything with the Kara mystery. Like, it was there, and he would mention, how can she exist? She's the impossible girl. But I never felt like anything was made, you know, any forward progress was really made episode to episode on that. Like, it would just randomly pop up in a line of dialogue or two. Like, was it?
Yeah, I think that's what they're trying to go for, is just. It just have Clara being the linking force of each of the episodes, rather than the episodes themselves being.
But she never really. The like, there was force. Like I mean, other than the Simon and the Daleks and the Christmas special, like that whole like the Impossible Girl, her never really came up again. Like he would mention it, and you know he would tell her how can she exist, but like you never saw like based on the finale, there are multiple versions of Clara out there, so you know I understand that they couldn't run into her because she could. Oh yeah. But yeah, it's really weird that they never really went further with that, or at least try to, you know, throw people for a loop and say something along the lines that might have said, oh, you know, it could have been this way, but no, it's not. It's like, we'll just wait for the finale to explain everything to you.
I would say probably the other episode that was awesome. I liked Hyde. Hyde was a really freaking neat episode. One of those I wasn't sure, like, okay, this might not be too bad. Wow, this is awesome. It was had a really nice sense of tension to it, and it was a very, pretty clever little episode.
Which one is Hyde? Oh, is that the one with the,
The ghost, the haunted
house. Yeah.
With the haunted house in it, and there, and basically, and I love the opening, Clara's opening lines, like, what ghost does this? I'm like, oh, that's cute. That's awesome. And the whole setup, like the, and then basically the crazy haunted house thing. That was actually pretty well done. That was a very strong episode.
Okay. The other, I guess, thing, the other big show that ended recently, a bit earlier in the year, was The Walking Dead. And I know we all had our problems with The Walking Dead Season 2.
That was an interesting season, man. That was a loopy freaking season of that series. The series that could go from 1 second, it was like first half of the season, then, whoa, holy crap, action, 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 nonstop thrill ride, second half of the season. Holy crap, we realize we need to actually probably slow this down a little bit. Just a little. For some character moments and crap. And
yeah,
slow it down just a little. Then it just kind of, and then it's, like, the second half was, like, a pretty balanced. Like, the second half of the season was a pretty balanced season. And it wasn't actually bad. And I liked the season, but the season finale is, like, that's where you probably get your, it's probably where you get your most mixed responses of either, well, that was pretty cool, or, huh? No cliffhanger? No? Okay.
I still have yet to watch the second half of season 3.
Luckily, I didn't say anything that.
No, I know what happens. I read the reviews and stuff. I don't care.
Okay, cool.
That's the problem. I didn't care enough to watch it.
That's
I actually
think that.
I felt like it was the opposite of season 2, where season 2 had a very slow start and then a very good ending. This really started strong, and then it just kind of like there was, I think the best maybe 2 to 3 ass episodes were pretty much like a day, where they just kind of had it from like one point of view from the what's the governor's area called?
Woodbury.
Woodbury, and then they had it from the prison, and it's like, and I still don't know how like he found Andrea. Like, he was attacked by zombies, he got out and he caught up to her. How slow is she walking, or how fast is he running? But yeah, it was, I felt like even after everything and that character's been through for 3 years, that they still couldn't find a way to redeem her in her death was kind of sad.
No, poor Andrea. I love that interview that she gave after they posted up after she died, and the lady that played her, Lori Holden, right? Is that her name? Lori Holden?
Yeah,
sure.
I think that's her.
And her interview was this sort of, yeah, I can't really argue with the fact that they did what they wanted to do, but you could tell she was like, I was wasted. Holy crap, I was wasted. Did I mention I was wasted? I wanted to do more, but they wouldn't have me do more. But hey, I got a gig. That's cool. I see what they were going for, but I so wanted to do more. And that's what I got from her, like her exit interview was, she was dying to do more.
Dying is correct.
I know, exactly. I actually meant that pun, too. I actually meant that pun.
And it seems like the rule of black folks continue to exist.
That's awful. Oh, man.
It's true. Like, literally, as soon as a black guy comes, one more will replace him in that episode. And there's no waiting around. And I'm kind of curious to see, like you said, like we have the governor on the news, but yeah, there isn't a hook for season 2. I mean, season 4, I should say. Wow. And I don't really know what they're going to do because they have deviated. Go on.
it's weird. It's because when I saw for season 4 is because I just read a thing saying AMC's executives are like loving the show so much that they're just kind of like, it'll go on forever. Oh boy.
But
it's like when I saw how they did the governor and I saw who they got, they were like going, and they kept building him up. I'm going, he's surviving the next season, isn't he? Like, he is so surviving the next season. Lo and behold, he survived in the next season because he did the impossible. He made the I did not think it's like, oh, the governor's a fly. Like, it's like, holy crap. He made the governor a well-rounded character, and he helped make the governor like he helped translate the writing of that show to make him a well-rounded character. And that's pretty damn fascinating in its own right. Of course, it also makes a note that Evan Morrissey's a damn likable actor. Holy crap.
And that's what you want from the governor. You want somebody who is, you know, he has to be charismatic. He has to be likable, but he also has that cynicism.
Well, from the comics, he was a sleaze bag right from the start.
Well, yeah, but you can't like, you can't have
comic wise sleaze bag.
I was gonna say you can't have that
and
character.
I like
but
the
we
TV
have. So yeah, that's The Walking Dead. I guess you can like it, the other one would be Game of Thrones, which is on its third season right now. It's taking a break this weekend, right?
Don't get it.
Yeah, for the holiday.
Yeah. Yeah.
And isn't there only like one more episode?
They said the ratings
have dipped
every year during the two.
Well, isn't the next episode Reigns of Castamere?
Yes, but that's the next to last episode.
Yeah, but it's Reigns of Castamere.
I will not spoil it, but they always have a big shit happen in the next to last episode.
Yes,
it would, final episode to like clean it up and set things up for the next season. But yeah, the big shit always happens in episode 9.
And this is the one that I have been waiting for, like ever since the first season with Ned, with everybody was like, "What the fuck?" And then I'm like, "Oh no, just wait. Shit gets more real than real, than real."
Okay, but I mean, it's been a good and interesting season. They've really made the Dragon Lady awesome.
Well, and it helps that they are working on, I mean, of course, this is all coming pretty much from the third book, taking some stuff from later books to work it in, like they have before, but like the third book, and of course they've had to split it into two seasons because so fucking much happened. And you know, because I know the second season and the second book always kind of, there was a lull in it. Like, there's big stuff that happens, but not all the shit that goes down. And unfortunately, I felt like with the books, you get to the third book and everything happens, and then, like, the fourth and fifth book, it was kind of like, oh, can't we have that shit again? Because this is all like, oh, people have to do things again. Fucking shit.
Yeah. The only thing the only thing that came up this season for me is that I hadn't realized so much time had passed during the show so far. Because I think they've mentioned it's been about, at least from like season 2 to season 3, it was about a year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's been a couple years.
Yeah, I didn't realize how long it had been, so that was kind of, I mean, it kind of makes sense, but, you know, the show, I mean, it doesn't really matter because it's working on compressed time, but it's so, I didn't realize so much time had passed. So yeah, it is that. It continues to be an amazing show. Top-notch production values, great acting.
Yes.
Ice warriors.
Dragon.
Winter is certainly always coming.
In
both senses of the word.
Okay, so I mean, those are kind of like the big. Those are kind of like the big three. Are you like, what are some other cable shows you folks have been checking this year? Any ones you're excited for?
Well, I didn't mention it. There's a show. I don't know if you guys have ever heard of it. It's pretty great. It's about this washed up former boy adventurer and his two idiot sons and their awesome bodyguard. And by the way, its fifth season starts in a couple weeks. And oh my god, oh my god, oh my god, go Team Venture.
Go Team Venture.
I don't think you guys realize how excited I am that Venture Brothers is coming back. Like, it
takes
so long. It takes so long for them to do seasons because they're so exacting with animation and the editing and everything about it that they could have it, like, the writing done in, like, a couple months, and it takes, like, a year to animate.
They have
and
a
it all pays
number.
Off.
Oh, yeah.
It all pays off because the series is so fucking good.
Yeah, but the problem is Adult Swim also waits apparently till their previous season is done to renew them, so it doesn't give them any lead time on it either. But yeah, I am so excited that it's coming back. So very excited. Even if I can't watch it live because I have a real job now, so I can't stay up till midnight, but I will totally, totally, totally watch it all the time.
Okay, I've never actually seen that show. I've seen some episodes. Is
what are you doing with your
life? It's on Netflix now. The first season is on Netflix.
Yeah, but like the first season is just kind of okay. Like it doesn't really get good until halfway through it, and then it gets really good. But yeah,
yeah.
Definitely watch at least Tag Sale You're It on.
Yes,
Tag Sale is like my intro episode to the series. Anytime I've ever introduced the show to somebody, I go, watch Tag Sale.
Because this is also kind of modeled after Johnny Quest characters?
Yeah. It's in that mold, but then it goes off its own thing, which involves superheroes and arch villains and also David Bowie.
Well, eventually Johnny Quest does make an appearance.
Oh, you mean Action Johnny?
Action Johnny!
Who was hooked on Smack.
I stole your prescription pads!
Yeah, the Action Johnny.
Yeah, it's crazy to explain it to people, but like the universe the show encompasses is so like has grown exponentially from its like very small beginnings to it's like it's this fully realized world now. And you kind of have to just watch the episodes and live in it, and it's so good.
And it's one of those things where they are so meticulous. Like, there are things that seasons down the line call back to, like, scenes from the first season.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, kind of almost. It's kind of weird. It's one of those things that they really, really will hit you with detail that you'll go, son of a gun, that happened, like, how long ago? Damn, that was a good build-up. Well done, guys!
I've always been keen on that. That's one of the reasons I love the Tim verse so much. Because he knew how to... Even if there was no intention, they knew to call back to these fantastic elements from earlier seasons and get them to work for them. So, yes, I shall check out Team Venture, especially being that... Well, most everything else is off-air right now.
I think
Venture
also...
Brothers, June 2nd, Adult Swim. Do it. Season B...
And then I think also you should be able to get most of the other seasons of Venture Brothers fairly cheap on Amazon if you hit it at the right time. So
yeah. I have all of them. Because of course I do.
Oh, and you have to see the short that they did about the band.
They have a couple really good shorts. The first one, it's on the first season DVD. It's their Christmas special.
Oh god, that's special.
And it's all about the Krampus.
I've only ever seen that once, and I remember it was basically, I felt like I had some strange acid trip, but I've never taken acid, so.
And then you're like, yeah, at some point in the series, a band is formed, and they do a behind the music on them.
Oh, my God.
And also, the last new episode they did was a Halloween special last night, which was great.
Hi, Grant Morrison.
Yeah, Grant Morrison, like, they don't say it's Grant Morrison, but he totally looks like it.
It's
just like chilling in the background the entire time. I'm like, ah! Pointed at him like Donald Sutherland in Body Snatchers.
I would watch that episode with you live tweeting it. And I think, like, my entire Twitter feed became Grant Morrison!
Yeah.
I did not catch it, and I rewound him, like, that's Grant Morrison!
Okay. So what about everybody else? Any other big cable shows that anybody interested in the final season of Breaking Bad?
No.
I would like to be. I need to watch. That is a show I have not watched any of, and I know I'm a terrible person for it.
I know so many people who are in love with it, and it's one of those shows that it's like, I just can't get interested in the idea of it.
Mad Men's the same thing, where, like, I know I want to watch it. I just can't, I don't know, I just can't put the time into it right now. Mm-hmm. I can't put the time in to watch the shows that I've always watched at this point, so.
I've tried Mad Men. I did the first 7 or 8 episodes of season 1, and it just didn't grab me. But I always felt like I should go back and give it a second chance, because everybody talks about how amazing it is, and I feel like I might be missing something.
I will actually tell you this. Mad Men is not a show. It's one of the shows where, you have to almost watch the entire first season. I know that sounds, like, extreme, but it's true. Like, Mad Men's not a show that it, like, by the end of the first season, I was pretty much hooked, and I got into it, but that series moves at a pretty deliberate pace. But if you pretty much know by the end of the first season if you're going to go past the first season or not, because it's just that kind of show. Like, you're probably going to either end at the first season, or you're going to be like, okay. Because I've been watching it since I started watching around season 3, and I caught up, like, the last 2 episodes, pre-Netflix having Mad Men, mind you. I did video on demand. I watched it. I kept watching. And before I knew it, I binged watched it.
Yeah, I guess I don't want to. Like, I tried that, but also everybody kept on telling me, watch until, like, the season finale, watch until season 2, and I'm like, after a while, you're just wasting your time if you're not enjoying something.
Yeah, and if you're not enjoying it, I mean, I can't really fault you. I mean, it's the kind of show that you'll kind of dig the flow of the series, or you'll kind of go, it definitely goes either way.
Yeah. So, yeah, and I guess, you know, nobody's huge on I like Breaking Bad, but I catch up on Breaking Bad. Like, I should probably catch up on the first half, because this is one of those split seasons, right?
Yeah.
I should probably catch up on the first half of season 5. I think my problem with Breaking, and, you know, it works for some people, I guess, is I've always found it hard to get into a show where I don't like any of the characters, or the characters aren't meant to be likable. Like, I don't mind having, terrible characters, or characters who do terrible things, but at least give me one person to kind of root for.
Definitely. I will say, like, the one series that almost you'll probably end up hating, if you ever attempt to watch The Killing, oh god, don't. That series, man. That series will bore you to tears. Someone posted me up a list of the top 50 best pilots of all time, and, like, The Killing was one of the top pilots on the list, and I'm like, yeah, that's a fitting choice. It was a good pilot, and then it got really freaking boring, and stupid boring.
Oh.
Yeah, stupid boring. Then there's also stupid entertaining, like The Following. Which is not a cable show, but a network show, but if anyone's watched The Following, then that's the most gloriously stupid, entertaining show I have ever watched in my entire life. Like, I yell at my TV screen going, oh, come on! Police don't work that way! FBI don't work that way! What? Come on! And then when I was thinking the reactions, then I suddenly found my Twitter. I finally found, like, random people on my Twitter that watched the show, and all the same reaction I have. The hell is this? But we all keep watching. Because why? Because it's stupid entertaining. We're entertained by the stupidity, because it is just so gloriously ridiculous. It knows what it wants. It knows what it wants to be. A stupid, entertaining, crazy, off-the-wall procedural of Crazy Town. And I appreciate that.
Speaking of Crazy Town, I guess, did anybody watch, what is it called, The Following?
That's the song I'm talking about!
Not The Following. What's that show on TNT? The Aliens, or...
Falling Skies.
There we go.
Falling Skies. Yes, that's... I put
my mic down for a second, and I picked it up solely so I could say that name with as much disdain as I possibly could. That's not fair. I've never watched it. That's not fair.
I've heard questionable things about the season finale of that show.
Weird. Second season had a weird season finale. Second season was also a lot stronger than the first season. The first season, it's like the second season is where the series found a focus. and it found a driving point. And then it had a season finale that I'm like, oh my, wow, this is going to be either awesome or just terribly weird. Either way, I cannot wait to see what they do with this.
I don't care about that show so much that my elbow even feels it. Hey, Ashley, you know this. How do I say my elbow of disdain? I don't know. How do you say that? In Latin. How do you say elbow of disdain in Latin?
Oh, it's something aquiet.
oh, boy.
She knows.
Oh, no. We should call Michael Cole.
Damien, forgive me. Forgive me, Damien.
Your apprentice.
I know not what I do.
You're welcome. What about
Taquito? No, not Taquito Aquiet. Taquito.
Taquito.
We are at this point, kids.
Tacos of disdain.
Oh, man. I would eat tacos of disdain.
You can't disdain tacos. Tacos are delicious.
It's nice to be tacos of like disdain. The tacos disdain upon you. You may not eat these tacos, Jerry the King Lawler. These are not tacos for you.
Well, Jerry the King Lawler doesn't care what he eats, apparently, for a guy who had a heart attack ass here, so.
He's wrestling soon, by the way.
Oh, of course he is.
Wrestling. Oh, boy.
What about you, Mr. Trent? What good shows up there in the Great North?
I'm actually not that much of a television watcher. One of the few shows... I'm not going to end it there. One of the few shows that I have been keeping up to date with as long as it was on the air was Star Wars The Clone Wars, because, outside of being a massive dork, I really love Star Wars. Unfortunately, that came to an end amongst pretty much everything at LucasArts as soon as the big mouse in the sky bought it. But now Disney is moving forward with a whole bunch of new kind of Star Wars properties, and one of them that I'm kind of excited about is an upcoming animated television show, mostly by the same people who did The Clone Wars, about the period of time that takes place between Episode 3 and Episode 4. Which was kind of touched upon in The Force Unleashed, if any of you guys played that game. But it would be really
cool. I played the demo. I chose not to play anything after that.
Well, what I'll tell you about the game is that it's a really basic and kind of dumb action beat-em-up game. And you get tired of the Force powers pretty quickly, but you don't. Tired of the story, because in the background of the story you're seeing how the Rebel Alliance was formed in between that period of time, something that up to that point had never been touched on even in the expanded universe or comics. So I'm really excited to see them kind of drag that out, because if they're able to create 6 seasons worth of content just in between episode 2 and episode 3 that I enjoyed, I can only assume that the period of time that exists between episode 3 and episode 4 could be done really well as well. So that's the only thing that's kind of on the horizon that I'm really excited for. I'm just not that much of a television watcher, I guess.
I was just going to say, that's not even on the horizon. That's not until...
All 2014.
Yeah, so...
I know. I watched the same video. And you know, what got me really amped up for that series is the fact that I heard Greg Wiseman's working on it.
Yeah, it seems like it's the Clone Wars and the Young Justice crew.
And it's like, okay, we got Young Justice and the dude who is Young Justice and Gargoyles on this. Okay, cool. I'm in.
Yeah, I'm actually interested in it for the same reason.
Greg Wiseman's amazing. He is like one of the best animation producers out there. So
I was gonna say, I hope Mark and Harper doesn't cancel him after 2 years, but I guess would it be on Disney XD?
Yes, it'll be. They'll be doing an hour preview on the Disney Channel, and then it'll be on Disney XD the following.
Okay.
Oh, fun fact. Did you guys realize that Greg Wiseman actually co-wrote Captain Atom back in the late 80s?
No.
Seriously, he co-wrote Captain Atom back in the late 80s. With Kerry Bates was doing the run, and Craig Wiseman copped on board as a co-writer just about the halfway point of the series. the series lasted 57 issues, so. And yeah, Greg Weisman wrote, like, was writing comic books at one point before he became the animation and almighty god.
Well, I mean, somewhat, because the god can't be defeated, but most of his shows have kind of been canceled.
Canceled, but make note, his shows, Greg Weisman's shows, each one of them, they all have left an indelible mark on each of their fan bases. Between
they've been great shows. I'm just saying that.
He
caters to his fans, just not to the networks.
The networks go, oh, Greg, no, you're not catering. But the fans are like, we love you, Greg Weisman, you're awesome. And then the networks are like, okay, it's doing okay. We'll keep it going for at least two seasons. And, yeah.
Yeah. I guess on the same note, is anybody looking forward to, what is it, Avengers United? Is that what it's called?
Oh, Avengers Assemble.
Avengers Assemble, here we go.
They have like an hour-long episode you can download off of iTunes if you...
Oh, I thought that was premiering this weekend.
Yeah, the thing is, I know they're going to do an hour pre... And they're supposed to do like a preview episode of on iTunes. I just found out about that, but they're also supposed to be doing like... I know they're going to be doing their preview soon, yeah, and I was... Because what's weird is, like, it's supposed to follow up from Earth's Mightiest Heroes, but yet still be much more closely tied to the movies. To the movie, because that's their big right now.
Oh, I didn't know it was a continuity thing. I just assumed...
It's not as much a continuity as much as a... They said it's going to be loosely tied, so...
So not at all.
Loosely, so not at all.
So I think, I think of the voice actors, only one character's returning. I think it might be the Hulk.
Yeah. It looks so good.
It doesn't look I don't even know why they canceled a show. They could have just asked them to make the Avengers First Mightiest Hero crew the closer in line with the movie one, but yeah.
So Jeff Loeb, I think when Jeff Loeb took over Marvel, he wanted much more single, done-in-one episodes, so Avengers Assemble is going to be done-in-one.
Which they did with Avengers Earth Mightiest Heroes at the second half of the second season. So, I mean, again, they had it built in. I don't know what it was that they needed to...
Yeah, that was definitely just a straight-up network going, yeah, we want this. Like, okay.
Yeah, I mean, the only thing I could really think of is that they wanted something that was... Because I don't think Avengers Earth Mightiest Heroes was fully produced by Disney, so they probably wanted something. It's the same reason Spectacular Spider-Man was canceled, was that... Which was weird, because it was... Oh, no, it was on the Disney Channel, but it was produced by Sony.
Yeah. Now, everything's being put as much in-house as humanly possible.
Which makes sense, except for their video games, apparently, so go figure. Yes, I'm looking forward to EA Star Wars games. Woo!
First person to say that out loud.
Oh, I was being sarcastic.
Yeah, the first person to even say that sarcastically, like, sarcastically really out loud without any, like, and say it semi, like, with some sort of, like, yeah, I'm looking forward to those games. Yep.
I, too, am looking forward to not buying all the Star Wars games that are going to come out.
Oh, but, I mean, on the bright side, if you're a Star Wars fan, you can expect at least 12 Star Wars games a year.
Watch one of them actually be good, and everyone go, damn it, do I have to buy an EA Star Wars game?
Listen, how many of them involve the Angry Birds? Because otherwise I'm not interested.
I'm curious how many of them are going to be
Star Wars
games.
You know what I found the other day? They have Angry Birds, Star Wars, Jenga.
Oh, my God!
I don't understand.
I was looking at Walmart, and I saw it, and I was like, how do you combine those three things together?
There's a Fruit Ninjas board game. I don't even know what you do with that.
You stroke your finger on it.
I don't get it.
I'm amused
by
I mean, getting back on topic. Because there's no Angry Birds TV show. There is an Angry Birds movie coming out.
They're making a movie, though. Why?
Yeah.
There's not an Angry Birds
TV show. Why? How? I don't know what they're going to base the movie upon.
If you are a movie producer,
angry.
Make it work. They make an annoying orange TV series, Earl.
Yeah, an
annoying orange TV series.
So,
can be anything. Angry Birds. Simple. Angry Birds. Pigs. Mother Birds. Other things.
Mother Birds.
Hello?
Welcome back.
Hi, sorry, there was a rainstorm. Also, I had to fight some ninjas.
There's the rainstorm here right now, too. It's not raining at the moment, but it was, like, storming like craziness earlier.
Yeah, we figured...
Are there ninjas where you are?
There's fruit ninjas.
There are ninjas everywhere.
They're not fruit ninjas.
There's also cats making out.
But, I was going to say, what about... how many of you watch USA shows? Because they're... big on original content. And I actually like most of their shows.
Does Monday Night Raw count as one?
Speaking out?
I don't know. I don't think Monday Night Raw counts as a cable. I mean, it's a show on cable.
Does Monday Night Raw count as a USA show? Because otherwise, no.
I just said I watch Psych.
I like Psych. I don't.
How about the last minute or two of NCIS?
I watch.
See every Monday.
I've seen so many ends of NCIS. It's a good thing everything wraps up in that final 2 minutes. Because that one dude's always in an office about to arrest the people because he gets that evidence at the last second that proves they're guilty. And I see that every week. So I'm happy for him.
You know, the fun fact of NCIS, and I'm going to make it as quick as possible to sum it up. My favorite thing is people always wonder, how does NCIS keep staying on the air every single year? And the true fact is, the ratings keep going up for it every single year. It has been on 10 years.
Because the number of old people in the country increases every year.
Yeah, but
and
yet,
who do you think watches all of these programs? It's old people.
Well, I'm just kind of curious as to how, what's different about this than, Law and Order or any of the other 50 cop shows on TV.
Nothing. There's no difference. The only difference is that NCIS has that cute goth chicken.
Watched an episode.
And they have this. Is the spinoff still going? And the one with Cool
Everyone Jam. Loves her. One of my buddies. He does sketch cards, and he did a sketch card of Polly Perrette.
I assume that's
the
character.
And they're
playing
a third one.
Okay.
CBS. See, it's going to be is CBIS at point, or it's because CBS is like the NCIS network. It just spin off.
Well, I mean, CBS do have
did not work as well as I wanted to, but
But not necessarily roughness. What's the other? I like Covert Affairs. I've said before, I'm a huge fan of anything spy related, really. Suits.
I like Psych.
Yeah, Psych is fun, but like I said, I don't like what they're doing with Juliet and Sean. Because she got all... I mean, I understand why she's upset about him lying to her, but he had a point. What he was doing was right. I mean, he was helping
people. I love when they proved the point. And he said... And then Juliet's like, dang it, he's right. If I make him reveal who he is, then crap. Every bit of good he's done is screwed. So, I gotta...
And then you don't have much of a show
And it's too damn good. Exactly. That's like the final season's going to be shot, everyone figuring out the psychic abilities, because they just showed the preview for next week's episode, and they're going to have a new chief of police with Anthony and Michael Hall playing the chief of police. And
happened?
Oh, God. That's amazing. Anthony and Michael Hall, or another guy who has popped up on almost every USA show.
What happened to the current one?
I have no idea. She hasn't really been in many episodes this season.
Well, yeah, but I didn't know. I guess we'll find out soon enough. There's another one, which I know is Trent's favorite genre, the buddy cop film. What's that? They're in couples.
White Collar?
No, no, the one when the couple's counseling.
Oh, Common Law's canceled.
Oh, was it?
Oh, yeah, that was canceled.
I enjoyed that.
They found its groove at the halfway point in the season, and by the halfway point of the season, the ratings were not good enough for it to sustain itself, so they just went, shink.
Fair enough. So I guess I will be watching that this summer.
That's the
extent of my knowledge of the USA programs, is they are all exactly the same. Hey, there's two people, and they have dramatic fun adventures.
That's a lot
Bruce
of TV
Campbell's
shows.
And Burt Notice and that.
Yeah, but that's every USA show. They all have that weird mixture between light and heavy. And they don't... It's... I don't know.
You know...
It's difficult to put into words, but, like, every USA show is exactly the same.
You know what's not on USA?
What?
Teen Wolf.
Teen Wolf, that comes back.
I'm looking forward to
what?
This summer.
Oh, Lord, you're in Teen Wolf.
Look, Teen Wolf's a good show. It's a fun summer show.
Because there's something
show about
very
the
wrong with me.
Yeah, pretty much. But no, it's one of those shows
I'm the sort
that,
of person who watches Teen Wolf.
Yeah, I watch it too. It's one of those shows that I started to watch with my friends. Because, like, you know, I go visit friends and sometimes, you know, you're waiting for stuff to happen. And we put it on, it was like season one was on
it's
Netflix.
It's fun, it's stupid, it's ridiculous, it's, you know.
Yeah, it's kind of.
It's guys who, oh no, I'm changing into a wolf, my shirt had better come off. Because wolves can't wear shirts.
So, Teen Wolf is back in two or three weeks?
2 or 3 weeks.
Something like that. It's going to be interesting because they got rid of Jackson. And he was one of those characters who was just campy enough to fit on the show well. And he was the right mix of asshole and... Well, I guess just asshole. But it worked for him. he was an interesting character. I don't know... Well, I've got to be curious to see. Because like, the whole point of Season 2 was him trying to get his powers and... him becoming that creature, and then he gets his...
Yeah. Actually, they had planned to kill him off at the end of Season 2, and then I guess they figured, oh, he's coming back, we won't do that. And then he's like, fuck you, gonna be Speedy.
Yeah, yeah. So he gets to play second villain anyhow. Not even second villain on Arrow. But, yeah. This. So yeah, any other shows that we want to hit on before we begin to wrap? I'm sure we're probably missing some great cable TV show that somebody's going to know that's been not talking about. I'm sure we're missing an HBO show.
Bring
it!
Yeah, my internet had a meltdown.
Yeah.
My internet disconnected on me.
Yeah, everybody seems to have died, but yeah. Is there any show that you want to talk about before we begin to wrap this segment up?
Let me think. Nothing really much else comes to mind. I mean, we talked about all the major stuff. Outside of if more of us watched Mad Men, I'd probably discuss the fact of the most loopiest drug related episode of the entire series of how vitamin shots can cause everyone to lose their freaking minds.
I've heard about this past weekend's episode. I just heard a lot of people say it's the trippiest episode they've seen. I don't want to spoil it for myself in case I ever do get around to watching the show, which I should.
It's a good episode. It's kind of funny.
Because I have the first three seasons on Blu-ray. I had a very bad impulse control. That will do it for our TV discussion, which brings us to our favorite Caped Crusader in Batman Versus.
Don't kill me! Don't kill me, man!
I'm not going to kill you. I want you to do me a favor. I want you to tell all your friends about me.
What are you?
I'm Batman.
We actually did get a few suggestions this week, so I'm going to ask for any of you to pick a number between 1 and 3, and we'll go with that.
Two.
Okay. Two. comes from Ario Ace Dominic on Twitter, and he wants Batman versus Nightmare Moon. I have no idea.
What?
Apparently, you two know what Nightmare Moon is.
Who?
Oh, hang apparently, on. It's a pony?
It is Nightmare Moon is the evil form of Princess Luna from
oh.
My Little Pony. She is the villain in the very first episode.
Nightmare Moon. I looked it up.
Nightmare Moon. She was banished to the moon for 1,000 years because she was jealous of her sister because Celestia is a crazy bitch.
So she's kind of like Rita Repulsa meets Batman?
Twice with that Pinkie Pie.
She kind of looks like she has the Batman aesthetic going. She's cloaked in all black. She's got huge wings.
Yeah. She has a cool design. That's actually a really badass design.
Okay,
it
so is, how
does...
Just, yeah. My little... So, I know, we're all like, this is really cool design, but we're going, whoa.
Very next week I should vet these things before I suggest them.
Earl, you do realize next time you... No, seriously, don't. Just see how weird people will get with these things.
So, okay, I'm probably going to be afraid to ask this, but... How does it work with her? Because you said she's the evil side of Princess Luna.
Yep.
So are they the same character, or was it like she spit off?
They're the same character. Basically, 1,000 years before the series, Princess Luna is the pony who rules the night, and her sister, Princess Celestia, rules the day. And so, because all the other ponies slept at night, Luna got kind of pissy, feeling like nobody appreciates the shit, and became evil. So her sister, in return, said, fuck you, go to the moon, and banished her to the moon for 1,000 years. So after 1,000 years, she comes back and kidnaps her sister and then is beaten by the elements of harmony, wielded by the main characters of the series. The point here is, Batman wins.
Okay. I mean, how would Batman win in this case? I mean, granted, it's a pony. He'll probably just punch it.
That's basically it. He kicks the horse and wins.
I think that's specifically how that works.
Like, trust me, I like...
Maybe he has horse propellant on his utility belts.
Well, dude,
possible.
Do the ponies have any magical powers, or am I confusing this with Care Bears?
No, they kind of do, but their magical powers, they can wield what they call the elements of harmony, which are honesty,
super
laughter, kindness.
Those aren't powers.
Loyalty. But they get, like, crystal necklaces, and then the one gets a tiara, and then they can shoot lasers, that their only power is to defeat Princess Luna. And, this Chimera character that was voiced by John DeLancey, who was Q, in Star Trek. So, but that's really all they can do. Like, she's brought down by the power of friendship.
Outside of the fact that that sounds super weird, it's kind of awesome that these are talking colored ponies that shoot lasers out of their necklaces. How much acid would you have to be on to come up with that concept?
Well, a lot.
You want to know?
It's why friendship is magic.
Is magic. But, I mean, some of them have other powers, but they don't actually use them against Princess Luna. Which, wait. I mean, they don't even have to use their actual superpowers against her.
Wait, Princess Luna is evil? I thought Princess Luna was good.
She is. I mean, Nightmare Moon.
Oh, okay.
They don't and all they do when they defeat her is revert her back to Princess Luna, who then disappears for an entire season because nobody gives a shit. Batman wins. Because, like, friendship is magic. Batman is Batman. Batman trumps friendship, which is magic, which trumped Princess Luna.
Ow.
Also, maybe Batman could use the elements of harmony. I don't know.
Wonder how good of a friend Shazam is.
Now, I'm picturing, like Dick Grayson running and being like, I got the elements of harmony, and Batman sitting there like, I punched her.
I now wish this was Captain Marvel versus Nightmare Moon now.
I don't have the number, though.
I wish it was, because that would be hilarious on so many levels.
Okay. What's Superman? I mean, Superman's weakness is magic.
Funny. This is true.
Superman is very weak to it. It would not end well.
Well, it's a pony.
Magic.
A pony
that wields
magical magic lasers.
A pony power. Magic freaking pony, Earl. Make sense here, man. Make sense here.
And I've always wondered, is it that Superman's weak to magic, or that he's magic acts normal around him?
Yes, he's weak to magic.
Okay,
it's
I was
why
just
people are very entertained by the DC Universe versus Masters of the Universe comic series coming out.
Okay, but yes, that's Batman versus Nightmare Moon. Doesn't sound like it would be much of a fight. So yeah, as always, you know, you can leave us our Batman versus suggestions every week. Apparently you can go as ludicrous as you want with them.
Seriously, you can. Go for it.
You can check out the website, like we said. You can vote on this week's poll between General Zod and Lord Zed. You can find us all on the website in some capacity. Trent just put up his article, Ask a Dork about the Nintendo, Microsoft, and Sony at E3. Nick didn't do an A to Z cinema this week, and he actually left the show because his power got knocked out, so we do apologize for that. You can check out the premieres of Teen Wolf and Venture Brothers in June. Sure, one of those is not like the other.
Da, 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 da.
And for Ashy, Trent, Wesley, Nicholas, who got disconnected, and myself, this has been Nerds on the Rocks, episode 133.
Jesus!